ପ୍ରାସାଦ ତୋରଣ ସଭା ଆସେମ୍ବ୍ଲି ହାଉସେସ୍ ସଭାଗୃହ ଚୈତ୍ୟ ରେଜଡ୍ ପ୍ଲାଟଫର୍ମସ୍ ଉନ୍ନତ ମଣ୍ଡପ ଦେବଗୃହ ଟେମ୍ପଲ୍ସ ୱେର୍ ଇନ୍ ଡିଟିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ୱର୍ସିପ୍ ମନ୍ଦିର ଆଦିଶୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୋନ୍ ଆଦି ମାନଙ୍କରେ ବିନ୍ୟସ୍ତ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ନ୍ୟସ୍ତ ଏମ କଳସୀ ୱିଥ୍ ଗୋଲ୍ଡେନ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ପଟ୍ସ ସ୍ୱର୍ଣ୍ଣ କଳସ ଦ୍ୱାରା ପତାକା ଭି ବାଇ ଫ୍ଲାଗ୍ସ ପତାକା ମାନଙ୍କ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଚ ଅଲସୋ ମଧ୍ୟ ମଣ୍ଡିତ ବେଡେକ୍ ମଣ୍ଡିତ ପ୍ରାସାଦ ଗୋପୁର ସଭା ଚୈତ୍ୟ ଦେବ ଗୃହାଦିଶୁ ବିନ୍ୟସ୍ତ ହେମ କଳସେଇ ପତାକା ବିଶ୍ୱ ମଣ୍ଡିତା ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ବାଇ ଶ୍ରୀ କୃପା ଦି ପ୍ୟାଲେସେସ୍ ଦି ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ପ୍ୟାଲେସ୍ ଗେଟ୍ସ ଦି ଆସେମ୍ବ୍ଲି ହାଉସେସ୍ ଦି ପ୍ଲାଟଫର୍ମସ୍ ଫର୍ ମିଟିଂ ପ୍ଲେସେସ୍ ଦି ଟେମ୍ପଲ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲ୍ ସଚ୍ ପ୍ଲେସେସ୍ ବଟ୍ ଡେକୋରେଟେଡ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଗୋଲ୍ଡେନ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ପଟ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବେଡ୍ଅଡ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଭେରିୟସ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଫ୍ଲାଗ୍ସ ଶ୍ଳୋକରୁ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅଠେଇଶ ସୁଗେଇ ସବୃନ୍ତୈରମ୍ଭାଭି ପଟିକାଭି ସୁବାସସାଂ ଆଦର୍ଶୈରଂଶୁକୈ ସ୍ରଗଭି କୌତୁକ ତୋରଣା ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଲର୍ଡ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଭିଜିଟିଂ ଅସ୍ପିସିୟସ୍ ୱେଲକମ୍ ଗେଟ୍ସ ୱେର୍ କନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ବାନାନା ଟ୍ରିଜ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବିଟଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ଟ୍ରିଜ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଫ୍ଲାୱାର୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫ୍ରୁଟ୍ସ ଗେଟ୍ସ ୱେର୍ ଡେକୋରେଟେଡ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଭେରିୟସ୍ ଫ୍ଲାୱାର୍ସ ମେଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ କଲର୍ଫୁଲ୍ କ୍ଲଥ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱିଥ୍ ଟାପେଷ୍ଟ୍ରିଜ୍ ମିରର୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲାଇଟ୍ସ ଯେଉଁ ସ୍ଥାନକୁ ଭଗବାନ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଟେକ୍ସଟ୍ 29-28 ଆଶିଷୋ ଦୁର୍ଦେବ ପାହି ମାଂ ୱେରେଭର୍ ଲର୍ଡ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଭିଜିଟେଡ୍ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍ ହିମ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ପାରାଫର୍ନେଲିଆ ୱର୍ସିପ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବେଗ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ୍ସ ବ୍ଲେସିଂସ୍ ଓ ଲର୍ଡ୍ ଦେ ସେଡ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ରେସ୍କ୍ୟୁଡ୍ ଦି ଆର୍ଥ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ବଟନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସି ଇନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଇନ୍କର୍ନେସନ୍ as a board, may you now maintain it, thus we beg your blessings. Text 30, Prokathiris. Sadaprada vikya patin tiragatam vidrikshu srutta gohati yonah ಆರುಹ್ಯ ಹರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಅರವಿಂದಲೋಚನೋ ಅತೃಪ್ತ ನೇತ್ರ ಕುಸುಮೈರಭಾಕಿರಂ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ಲಾ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದಿ ಸಿಟಿಜನ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಮೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ women, being very eager to see him, left their homes and got off on the roofs of the palaces, being incompletely satiated with seeing the face of the lotus-eyed Lord Ramchandra, they showered flowers upon him. Chatushtay, Ekthirishu, Chaudhish. ଅଧ ପ୍ରବିଷ୍ଟ ସ୍ୱଗୃହ ଯୁକ୍ତ ପୂର୍ବରା ଗଭୀ ଅନନ୍ତ అనంతాఖీలు ఏ సాధ్యం అనంతాఖీలకు సాధ్యం అనభ్యం రూపరిచ్ఛదం విద్రుమో డుంబర ద్వారీ వైరుధ్య స్తంభ పంక్తి తైర్మారతీ భ్రాతస్ఫటీకభిత్తి చిత్రస్రగ్భీపటికాభి నాశోమణిగణాంశూచై ముక్తాపరిశ్చిదుల్లాసై కాంతకామోపపత్తి రూపదీపై సురభీ నిర్మండితం పుష్పమండలీ శ్రీపుంహీ సురసంకాశై జుష్టం భూషణ భూషణై ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్రజల ప్రభా డైరెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ రామచంద్ర ఎంటర్ ది ప్యాలెస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్ విదిన్ ది ప్యాలెస్ వేర్ వేరియస్ ట్రేజర్స్ వాల్యుబుల్ వార్డ్రోబ్స్ ది సిట్టింగ్ ప్యాలెసెస్ సిట్టింగ్ ప్లేసెస్ ఆన్ ది టూ సైడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంట్రన్స్ డోర్ ఆర్ మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ కోరా ది యార్డ్స్ వేర్ సరౌండెడ్ బై పిల్లర్స్ ఆఫ్ వైరుధ్యమణి The floor was made of highly polished marakatamani, marakatamani, and the foundation was made of marble. The entire palace was decorated with flocks and garlands, bedecked with valuable stones, shining with the celestial effulgence. The palace was fully decorated with pearls, surrounded by lamps and incense. The main and women within the palace all resembled demigods. And were decorated with various ornaments which seemed beautiful because of being placed on their bodies. Prabhupada Pushtayara Kuryanavar Bhakti Tattvare Bhagavan Ramachandra Tankar Pita Pita Maho Ma Angara Pita Purushama Angara Prasadva Dhari Praveshpale Text 35 Shloka Pointless తస్మిన్ స భగవాన్ రామో నిగ్ధయా ప్రియేష్టయామి స్వారామధీరాణం ఋషభ సీతయా ఋషభ సీతయా Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chief of the best-long scholars, resided in the palace with his pleasure, potency, Mother Sita, and enjoyed complete peace. Śloka Rodhyanavad Bhagavad-Tek-Sakitis, Śloka Sakitis. Bhūjī-tad-bhā-kālam కామన్ ధర్మం అపీడయన్ వర్షపూహాన్ బహున్నోనా అవిద్యాంగ్రి పల్లవ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ విదౌట్ ట్రాన్స్లేటింగ్ ది రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ లార్డ్ రామచంద్ర హూ లోటస్ ఫీట్ were worshipped by devotees in meditation, enjoyed with all the paraphernalia, transcendental pleasure for as long as needed. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta purport of the 9th canto, 11th chapter, Sukadeva Goswami Kahile. Kusasya of Kusa, the son of Lord Ramachandra. Bhagavan Ramachandra, Putra Kusanga. అల్సో మధ్య అతిథి అతిథి తస్మాత్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్ టాంకర్ నిషాద్
Nisadam. Tat Sutta. Tisam. Sankutra. Nava. Nava. Kundalika Aksha. Kundalika. Atha. Thereafter. Tatpare. Tatkutra. Tisam. Sankarputra. Hemadhanma. Hemadhanma. Abhava. Hele. Became. Tata. Thereafter. Tatpare. Sri Sukha Vaca Usasya Chati Chitasma Nisada Tat Sukho Nava Pundariko Adha Tat Putra Hema Dhamma Abhavat Tata. Translation by Sri Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, the son of Ramchandra was Kusa, the son of Kusa was Atithi, the son of Atithi was Nisada, and son of Nisada was Nava. The son of Nava was Pundarika, and from Pundarika came a son named Hema Dhamma.
Translation.
The son of Khemdhanma was Devanika, Devanika's son was Aniha, Aniha's son was Parijatra, and Parijatra's son was Balasthala. The son of Balasthala was Vajranabha, was said to have been born from the effulgence of the sun god. Shlokaravyan Bhargava, text 3 and 4. Sagana putra tasma vidhuti chavavat suta tato hiranya nava bhut yogacharyastu jaimine shishya koi kausalya adhyapu yajnavalkyo adhyagarjata Jogam Mahodaya Rushi Rudaya Ganti Vedakam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The son of Vajranabha was Sagana and his son was Vidhuti. Son of Vidhuti was Hiranyanabha, who became a disciple of Jaimini and became a great acharya of mystic yoga. It is from Hiranyanabha that the great saint Yajnavalkya learned the highly elevated system of mystic yoga known as Adhyatma Yoga, which can loosen the knots of material attachment in the heart. Shloka Puspo Hiranyanabhasya Dhruvasandhi Tato Abhavat Sudarsanavathagnivarna Sigrastasya Marushuta. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The son of Hiranyanabha was Puspa. The son of Puspa was Dhruvasandhi. The son of Dhruvasandhi was Sudarsana, whose son was Agnivarna. The son of Agnivarna was named Sigra, and his son was Maru. Soma-vaste yoga-siddha Sosa-vaste yoga-siddha Palapagrama-mastita Kularanti surya-vansa Nastam bhavaita puna. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Having achieved the perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagrama. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. At least 5,000 years ago, Srila Sukadeva Goswami ascertained the existence of Maru in Kalapa Grama and said that Maru, having achieved a Yoga Siddha body, would continue to exist until the end of Kali Yuga, which is calculated to continue for 4,32,000 years. Such is the perfection of mystic power. By controlling the breath, the perfect yogi can continue his life for as long as he likes. Sometimes we hear from the Vedic literature that some personalities from the Vedic age, such as Vyasadeva and Aswatthama, are still living. Here we understand that Maru is also still living. We are sometimes surprised that a mortal body can live for such a long time. The explanation of this longevity is given here by the word Yoga Siddha. Even becomes perfect in practice of yoga, he can live as long as he likes. The demonstration of some trifling Yoga Siddha doesn't constitute perfection. Here is a factual example of perfection. A Yoga Siddha can live as long as he likes. This Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, especially speaks of this dynasty of different kings. Those are very famous. Vansa Varnana. Especially this chapter 12 speaks of dynasty of Kusha. Dynasty of Kusha. This is one of the symptoms of Purana, Mahapurana. 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been said. Sargasya prati sargasya vansa manvantarani cha vansana chaitan cheti puranam pancha lakshanam. These are 5 symptoms of Purana. Sarga means original creation, Rati Sarga, how it expands and how it is annihilated. Third, Vansa, dynasty. Deva, Manava, Vansa, dynasty of some demigods, dynasty of some human beings, Deva, Manava, Vansa. This is one of the symptoms of Purana. And Manvantara, different types of Manu, and they are time of rain, manantara, vansanukarita, fifth symptom vansanukarita, some famous personalities and their dynasties. These are 5 symptoms of Purana. And Bhagavata is Mahapurana. In Bhagavata you find 10 symptoms. Wherever you find 10 symptoms, you should understand that is Mahapurana. Sargasyatari sargasya buddhi rakhyantarani cha vanso vansanasai vansanta hidurupasaya dasade lakhana juktir purana tad vidho vidhu kechit panchavidam brahman mahadarpa vivasthaya. Then 12th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th chapter. This has been said. These are 10 symptoms in Mahapurana. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapurana, and there are 10 symptoms. First thing is this sarga, creation. Sarga, creation. Second thing is sarga, the expansion of creation, Sushti Vistara. Third thing, Vruti Rakshya, the occupations of different types of persons and animals is mentioned. Fourth thing, avatara, different types of avataras of the Lord, how avataras come and rescue the burden of Mother Earth and protect the sadhus from the persecution of the demons. This mentioned fifth vansanuparita, the dynasty. Dynasty of Manus, dynasty of some demigods, dynasty of some famous personalities, elevated personalities in human society. Manushankara, this is one of the symptoms. Sixth symptom is Rajvamsavarnama, some description of famous kings, elevated kings, beginning from Brahma. This is given. Sixth, the history of some famous royal dynasties, Rajvamsa Itiha, the seventh symptom. Eighth symptom, Naimittika, Prakritika, Nitya, Atyantika, Laya, different types of Praya, Annihilation, is given. Eighth symptom. Ninth symptom, Sustikarja Maya Pradhanya, how Maya, material nature, helps in the activity of creation. That ninth symptom is mentioned. Tenth symptom, Jiva, how Jiva is subject to the, let's say, coming under the control of Maya, and how it gets out of the clutches of Maya, mukti. Ten symptoms is this Mahapurana Lakshana. This is symptom of Mahapurana. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapurana, you'll find all these ten symptoms are there. Therefore this dynasty, description dynasty is there. So this chapter, 9th canto, 12th chapter, speaks of dynasty of Kusa. This is one thing. Second thing giving in this description, Sukadeva Goswami speaks of Maru. Because the son of Agnivarna was Sigra, and Sigra son was Maru. Then he speaks of Maru, achieved perfection in mystic yoga. Achieved perfection in mystic yoga sadhana. Maru still lives in a place known as Kali, Kalapagrama. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamala. What Srimad Bhagavatam says, that's spotless truth. This is spotless truth. You cannot disagree. This is a fact. Maru is still living in Kalapagrama. To the end of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. Maru is still living. Because he achieved Yoga Siddha body. Having achieved Yoga Siddha body, one can exist as long as he wants. Such is the perfection of mystic power. Mystic power. Yoga Siddha. Also it is said that Vyasadeva and Vasistha are still living. They have achieved Yoga Siddha body. The explanation of this longevity, we are sometimes surprised that a mortal body can live for such a long time. The explanation of this longevity is given here by the word Yoga Siddha. One who achieves perfection in Yoga Sadhana, he can live as long as he likes. The demonstration of trifling Yoga Siddha doesn't constitute perfection. Here is a factual example of perfection. A Yoga Siddha can live as long as he likes. So the question arises, say, a mystic yogi who achieves Yoga Siddhi, he can have such a long life. As long as he likes, he won't die, isn't it? Then what will happen to the bhakti yogis? Those who don't do mystic yoga. The bhakti yogis are said to be the best of all yogis. Yoginam api sabbe sangat gapen antaratana suddhavana bhadati yogan swami yukta tamamata. Gita, 6th chapter of Bhagavad. Krishna says, at all yogis there are karma yogis, jnana yogis, and mystic yogis, jnana yogis, pranayama yogis, so many types of yogis are there. Those are pranayama yogis, they are mystic yogis. They achieve yoga siddhi, they can live as long as they like. like Maru lives up till now, and live till the end of Kali Yuga. You follow? Then what happens to Bhakti Yogis? Those are said to be the best of all yogis. Do they die? Death comes to them? That yogi is a mystic yogi who has sweet perfection, he lives, death doesn't come to him. So bhakti yogi, does it die? Death comes to him? No. Sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam find, Sakramana Krishna Padaravindayo Nivesilam Tadguna Ragi Jairiho Nate Javam Pasarutasta Tadavatam Supriya Vipasyantihi Tenmane Sudaha Vishay. Those devotees, pure devotees, who are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, whose mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, you understand? So all the karmic reactions are destroyed, no prarabdha karma, you understand? So you say, jamam pasarutasya tadbhatan supri-vipasanti chinnanishtuta. Jamaraj and his messengers, Jamadutas, never come to them, even in the dream. You understand? Jamaraj is the superintendent of death. Jamaraj comes in the form of death. You understand? Jamaraj comes in the form of death. That is by the order of Krishna. Jamaraj comes. You understand? The conditions of jivas those die, they go to the Jamukura. You understand? Abode of Jamaraj. You follow? Yes. Jamadutas come, take them to the abode of Jamaraj. The Vishishan will come out there. What narka, in what narka hell will be put, then what life, next life, what will be the next life, everything is decided there. And Chitta Gupta, the minister of Jamaraj, gives account. He has book, he has kept book for everybody. Everybody, your book is there. Your book is there. It's Chitta Gupta, understand? Azad Javan. Chitra Gupta is noting down what you are doing. Yes, Azad Javan, crazy fellow, not thinking Krishna, thinking of wife, woman. Is noting down, such. Not thinking. But whose mind is fixed there? Manmanabhava. Krishna says, Manmanabhava, think of me. Only think of me. Then I 24 hours. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna said. Then their names are not noted. Chitragupta becomes afraid of writing his name. Yes. Chitragupta becomes afraid of writing his name. Yes. So he is writing your name. Azad Javan, you are not thinking of Krishna. Isn't it? Think of Krishna. Then you strike off your name. No. Now Azad Javan is thinking of Krishna. Not thinking of anything else. Then your book will be closed, like closed, finished. Otherwise, it's writing. Do you understand? Yes, it is said. The one who is constantly thinking of Krishna, manmanabho, do you understand? Sayane sopane jagrani, ahannisi chinta krishna balaho bhajani, ki sayane ki bhoj jagrani, ki bhojane, do you understand? Mahaprabhu said. All conditions, day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna. Sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food. Don't forget Krishna even for a moment. So pure devotee, premi bhakta, he thinks of Krishna always. Never forgets Krishna even for a moment. So Chitragupta doesn't keep. His book is closed. How is Prahlada Karma destroyed? His mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. How can death will come to him? He says, Supni api pasyanti chinna svetin dream, jamaraj and innocent souls come to him. You understand? So do like that. Understand? Otherwise, you'll be dragged to the abode of Jamaraj. Yes, you don't think of Krishna. What to speak of this? For pure devotees, whose mind is constantly engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna. Never forget Krishna even for one moment. You take the example of Brahmino, isn't it? The sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam Brahmino, great sinful person. He who has committed all sorts of sinful activities. Chitragupta has prepared a very big book for it. Biggest book. For Brahmino. You understand? Because he has committed so much sinful activities, all sorts of things. So, you are going to die at the age of 88. The age of 88, he is going to die. He is in deathbed lying. Three, Jamadupa's tent. Do you understand? Very fearful looking Jamadupa. Came to take him. Out of fear, he uttered the name of Narayana. He had a son, his youngest son, who was 5 years old. His name was Narayana, youngest son, last son, 5 years old. Do you understand? That means at the age of 83 he begot son. Such an old man. He was going to die at the age of 88. And his youngest son, Narayana, was 5 years old. But this is a good Sukruti. He heard that he had named his youngest son Narayana, not Alfred. Tom, Alfred, baby, Kuni, all these names he had not given, you understand? Narayana. Therefore we have named giving Sanskar. One of the purificatory ceremonies, we give name according and the names of Lord or his dear devotees. And then giving one of the 10 sanskaras, those rito sanskaras, but purificatory ceremonies. Atarjavan, not Alfred, gone. Alfred is gone. Atarjavan is off by comes. So he ordered the name of Narayana, not pointing out his son, not pointing out Bhagavan Narayana. He got Namahaste. He didn't die. You see? Immediately, as soon as he uttered the name of Narayana, 4 Vishnudutas appeared there. 4, immediately. 4 Vishnudutas. They look just like Bhagavan Vishnu, 400 palms, they have club in their hand, half of weapons. They say, Jamaduta Ray, can't touch him. You can't take him because everything in all his path of sinful activities are destroyed now. It's the result of Namahas. We stand in pure name, what to speak? Why die? Why Jamaduta will come? Why will go to Jamapura? Jamaraj comes in from death. You understand? Those who go to Jamapura, abode of Jamapura, they die, their death comes. Otherwise, one goes back home, back to Godhead, he doesn't die. You understand? That is not called mrityu. No. That's not death. You follow? So, such a sinful person, a Jamila didn't die, Jamadutas couldn't take them, his longevity, his lifespan increased. His lifespan increased, you see? So, who attains Namaste? One who chants pure name, that means was attained perfection in chanting holy name, Nam Siddhi, Bhajan Siddhi. You understand? Perfection in Bhajan. Why you die? Why death will come to you? Does he die? No, he doesn't die. He doesn't die. No. He can remain as long as he will. Yes. That is perfection. Do you understand? And you should have heard also, you know, that our revered spiritual master, Prabhupada, said when he was just very weak, lying, he said, Krishna came and asked him, O Bhaktivedanta Swami, what do you want? Do you want to leave or go? You see, Krishna asked him, isn't it? What do you want? You want to leave or go? Whatever you want, Krishna will grant it. Do you understand? If you want to leave, then Krishna will take it to his abode. If you want to leave, so Krishna will grant all and leave. As long as you can, so where is death? Where is death? There is no death to a Vaishnava. No. Vaishnava never dies. That's not death. You follow? This example is there. Such a great sinful person, Ajamila, didn't die. What a Namabhas death, and Kitya Namabhas, they are pointing out his son, out of Narayana. Do you understand? So why don't die? Ichamrutyu. Ichamrutyu. When he will want, yes, I will leave this body, or I will leave this planet, then he will leave. Bhishma Dev, you understand? Bhishma Dev had Ichamrutyu, you understand? Nobody can kill Bhishma. He had gotten that boon from his mother, Ganga, you understand? Nobody can kill Ichamrutyu. When he will, I will leave this body, then you will leave. You follow? Yes. So what to speak of? Bhishma Dev is a dear devotee. He is a dear devotee. Devotee of Krishna. Here is something. How will it be only the mystic yogi who has achieved perfection? He can live as long as he likes, like this tomorrow. Not a bhakti yogi. Not a bhakti yogi. Bhakti yogi can. Yes, bhakti yogi can live as long as he likes. Once he has achieved perfection in bhajan, bhajan, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You understand? If a chanting is pure, you follow. If in Namavaste, one who attends Namavaste is the Ramila, he doesn't die, he didn't die. If you attend Namavaste, then all your prarabdha karma karmic reactions are destroyed. No more karma reactions. Why death will come to you? You understand? The one who chants pure name, why you die? You'll never die. You follow? Never die, but one who commits namaparap will die. Yes. One commits namaparap, he will die. Yes. Understand? Don't commit namaparap. Vibhava. Chant a faithless name, that for our instruction. Pure name is Krishna. One who is with Krishna, why will die? Who is completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna will never die. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan, Sanagati, yes, sir. Asoka bhaiyo amrutyo adharo tamaro charano dhoyo Asoka bhaiyo amrutyo adharo tamaro charano dhoyo Ahapekhonu vishanu bhaviya harinu bhaviro bhoyo Ahati khonu vishanu bhaviya harinu bhaviro bhoyo Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Lord, O Krishna, your lotus feet, O Hayatranaravinda, Avaya Pranavinda. Do you understand? There is no fear. Asoko avaya murte raha aptumar sarana bhaya. Tahati khono vislam labhyan sarinu bhavir bhaya. Your two lotus feet is such a place. There is no lamentation. No fear. No death. Amrute raha. Do you understand? No death. So, if you can fix a lotus feet of Krishna, how death will come to you as everyone? Bolo, death will never come. Even in the dream, that verse says, Sopne api na pasyanti. Even in the dream, Jamaraj and his messengers will never come. Because lotus feet of Krishna is such a place where there is no lamentation, no fear, no death, amrute rara. One was taken shelter there, fixed there. How death will come? There is no death. So, completely surrender soul, there is no death. Yes, there is no death. He can live as long as he likes. Will he come to? That's a fact. That's a fact. Why will die? Vaishnava never dies. When Vaishnava wants to leave this body, leave this planet, he lives. He goes back home, back to Godhead. That's not death. Is it death? No, that's not death. That's not death. Ishamrutyu, ishamrutyu. You understand? He wanted, I will leave this world. I leave this planet. Then Krishna thanks something, takes him to his abode. You understand? That's the step. Then the example is Thakur Haridas. Example is Thakur Haridas. You follow? Thakur Haridas has attained Siddha Deha. Here Prabhupada says, Yoga Siddha Bodhi. Maru achieved Yoga Siddha Bodhi. Performing mystic yoga. But why can't you achieve Yoga Siddha Bodhi, a bhakti yogi? Why can't a bhakti yogi achieve Yoga Siddha Bodhi? Why? He will achieve. He can achieve. The example is, the Sardas Thakur. He had achieved Yoga Siddha Bodhi, yes. The metal body has this demand. Eating, sleeping, defending metal. Your body is metal body. Therefore you demand. Mating. After demand. Eating, sleeping, defending metal. But one who has achieved Yoga Siddha Bodhi, no need of eating, sleeping, defending and mating. No need. No demand. How does Thakur have achieved that body? He was not eating, not sleeping. Day and night, 24 hours chanting. Chanting 3 lakhs of names. That requires 24 hours. To chant 3 lakhs of names requires 24 hours. Yes. 24 hours. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj, all his disciples chant 1 lakh of names. That means it requires 8 hours. 8 hours. Do you understand? 8 hours. Do you follow? My Guru Maharaj, so, is very liberal. He's very liberal. Very magnanimous, liberal. He made it 1 foot. 1 foot. Do you understand? 1 foot of 1 lakh. How much?
25,000.
25,000 names. Made one foot. 16 rounds. 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra means, that is, well, 25,000 names. Do you understand? You just chant 16 rounds of Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
So liberal. He's so liberal. Magnanimous. He just chant. It is required. 2 hours something, you understand? 2 hours some minutes, nothing more. Still you are not doing. Are you doing, chanting? Still you don't devote such time. 2 hours, few minutes, such a rascal. You must go to Abhadra Jamaraj. You follow? So Haridas Thakur sending three lakhs of names, and he has gotten Siddhadeya, Siddhadeya. Therefore, no sleep, no eating. All is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Once Govinda came, Govinda, the personal servant of Mahaprabhu, came to Haridas Bhajan Kutir. He saw Haridas is sleeping, and sleeping condition chanting also. Do you understand? Govinda had come with Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu every day sends Mahaprasad to him. Vibhava. Haridas Thakur never goes to Jagannath temple, never goes to that grand road. No, I am very fallen, most sinful person, degraded. I have no right to go there. Never go. You are such a dear devotee. Jagannath himself comes to give him darshan. Why will go? Is Jagannath coming to give you darshan? As Jagannath comes every day to give him darshan. Mahaprabhu is Jagannath. Mahaprabhu every day comes to Haridas Thakur Bhavan Kutir before going to take Siva. First comes there. And sends Mahaprasad every day. Govinda had come with Mahaprasad. And he had no hunger, he does eat. When Mahaprasad comes, pay respect. When Mahaprasad comes, pay respect. Prasad Samman. And he took one grain only. He took one grain, the dust, that to pay respect to Mahaprasad. Yes, he does it. So, some other day, Mahaprabhu came and asked, Haridas, are you okay? Kushal Prasna. Everything all right with you? You lied with you, Acharya Man. Acharya Man is crazy. It's crazy, crazy man. Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, good. Auspicious with you. Haridas said, my body is okay. My body is okay, but my mind and intelligence is ill. My mind and intelligence are ill, but the body is okay. Haridas Thakur says. Then Mahaprasad asks, what has happened to you? What disease is there? What this is? Your mind and intelligence are ill, but body is okay. Haridas Thakur said, Mahaprabhu asked, what this is you have? What this is? He said, Haridas Thakur said, I cannot finish my number of rounds. You see, that disease I have. 3 lakhs of names. Daily. I cannot finish the number of rounds. This is my disease, illness. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have gotten Siddha Bodhi Deha. Understand me? Siddha Deha. Here Prabhupada said, Yoga Siddha Bodhi. Yes. You have gotten Yoga Siddha. Sorry? You have already, your body is Siddha, Yoga Siddha. You understand? Not, no longer material body it is. Then what is the need of sadhana? And with much humility, Haridas said, oh my Lord, I have one prayer. I have one desire. What is that?
I'll catch hold of your two lotus feet in my heart, on my heart, put it on my heart. I'll look at your lotus-like face, and utter the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya and pass away. Pass away. Leave this planet, leave this body. This is my desire. You understand? This is my desire, he expressed. Because after your passing away, it will be very, very difficult for on my part to survive. He understands that very soon Mahaprabhu will pass away. He understands. Therefore, he developed this desire. So what a pure devotee desires, Krishna grants it. Yes, Krishna immediately grants it, what he desires. Bhakta vanchata padaru. Is bhakta vanchata padaru. Krishna, Supreme Lord, is the Supreme Lord fulfills what a bhakta, devotee, pure devotee desires. Amen. Therefore, known as bhakta vanchata padaru. Desire fulfilling dream. So the pure devotee, Pandas Thakur, he desires and it is granted. Next day, just next day, is granted the next day. The next day, early in the morning, Mahaprabhu, at the darshan of Jagannath, then came to Pandas Thakur's kutir. Okay? With the bhaktas, devotees, and all the devotees started sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Timuldas kirtan, utsvasa kirtana, all Vaishnavas surrounded Kardas and started tumultuous kirtan, harikirtan. And Mahaprabhu started glorifying Kardas Thakur. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu started glorifying Kardas Thakur. All the Vaishnavas paid obeisances at the lotus feet of Haridas. Then Haridas came and sat in front of Mahaprabhu, looked at Mahaprabhu's face, lotus-like face, and got hold of his two lotus feet and put it on his heart, on his chest. Do you understand? And again, order, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then he passed away. Then he passed away. So, this is, he wanted, his will. He didn't die. That's not death. That is not it. One is dying condition, so he is not, he doesn't want to die, isn't it? Does he want to die? No, he is very afraid of death, very much afraid of death. Yes, Mahabhaya, great fear. Oh, I will die. Oh, death is coming. So much afraid. That's such a devotee is not afraid of death. Death will never come to him. Why is he afraid? Abhaya asoko mrutyer phalo. Tomar Sarnatriya Tahati Kona Vishrama Vinyacharinu Bhavirvaya, who has taken shelter and fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, a place where there is no lamentation, no fear, no death. Why are you afraid? Are you afraid? He is afraid of death. Yes, you are afraid of death, isn't it? Why are you afraid of death? Take shelter there at lotus feet of Krishna. There's no fear, no lamentation, no death. There's no death. If such a devotee is not afraid of death, because death will never come to him. Why will it come? Do you understand me? And why are you afraid? You have not taken shelter. Oh, death will come, I'll die. How can I enjoy? Therefore afraid, isn't it? Therefore afraid. Is dying, those persons saying, oh, doctor, please, make me alive. I have so many things to do, so many is unfinished.
I have not yet finished my enjoyment. Enjoy. I've accumulated so much objects of sense gratification. I've not finished it. He's afraid of death and requesting doctor. So can doctor make him live? The doctor dies, Baba. The doctor himself dies. How he can make you live, Baba? Oh, Dr. Babu, please make me alive. So many things. And you are like that. You are like that. One is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, taken shelter at his Abhayacharana Arvinda. There is no death, no fear, no lamentation, no death. He is not afraid of death. Therefore, Jamunacharya says, now I am thinking of you, O Krishna, isn't it? Now I am thinking of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Kulasekhara, Mukunda Mala Stotra, Krishna Tadiya Padapankaja Panjarante, Madeva Mevi Satu, Mana Sarada Hansa, Prana Prayana Samayi, Kaho Ata Pite, Kanthavaru Dhana Vidho Vadanam Kutaste. Mukunda Mala Stotra. O Krishna, let my mind, that is like a swan, hover around your lotus feet. Do you understand? A swan generally hovers around the lotus. Do you understand? In the pond where there are lotuses, he hovers around there. Let my swan-like mind hover around your two lotus feet. His feet is like lotus. Prana prayana samaye kahovata vite kanthavam krodhan vidu bhadaram kutaste. When death will come, such painful situation, condition, my voice will be choked off with kahovata vite, bile mucus air. You understand? Bile mucus air. How can I chant? Bhadaram kutaste. How can I chant? His voice is choked up with kapabhata pita. Very painful condition. Now I am conscious, now I am chanting, let death come now. I am not afraid of death. So, devotee is not afraid of death. Because death will never come to you. It's completely Krishna conscious. Every moment, always constantly attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, always thinks, never forgets. Why is he afraid? Why is he afraid? He is not afraid at all. You understand? He had Isha Mrityu. That means when he desires, he will live body. Yes, I will live this body. I will live this planet. Then Krishna grants his desire and he lives and goes back and back to body. He never goes to Amaru Jamara. But that happens to him. So that's Thakur. What he said, next day, it's granted, and he uttered name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and he left the body. So all the Vaishnavas were chanting Mahamantra, Mahaprabhu, and became ecstatic, took off his body, Mahaprabhu took off the body of transcendental body, of Kailas Thakur, chanted and danced. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Kailas Thakur and declared that this samudra, ocean near Puri, became a Mahatirtha, great tirtha. You understand? So all the Vaishnavas took that water, snanjala, padodaka. The body washed by the water, body of Kailas Thakur, washed. That water, all the Vaishnavas took. Then Mahaprabhu gave chandan, candlewood paste on the body of Sardas Thakur and covered the whole body and digged a, hole in the sand and gave samadhi with his own hands. You understand? Mahaprabhu did it. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kalila, 11th chapter, you'll find, you see, Haridasertana Prabhu Kole Laila Udhaya, Angane Nathena Prabhu Primavishtoya. Then Mahaprabhu took off the transcendental body of Haridas and chanted Hare Krishna and danced out of ecstasy and with his own hands did samadhi. You understand? Tare Baluniya Upore Pindavan Laila, Chaudike Pindir Mahavaran Kaila. And covered his body, transcendental body with the sand, and around that made a, pinna,
platform,
yes. Then all the Vaishnavas were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu was saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You understand? And Vaishnavas are only chanting. Mahaprabhu made samadhi. Then all the Vaishnavas circumambulated. Haridasa samadhi. And then Mahaprabhu, chanting, dancing, went to landscape of Jagannath temple, Singhadwara. Singhadware Asi Prabhu Pathari Rothani Singhadware Asi Prabhu Pathari Rothani Ancholo Patiya Prabha Magila Tathai Ancholo Patiya Prabha Magila Tathai. Mahaprabhu came to the landscape of Jagannath temple, chanting, dancing, and just stretching his Bahirbas, begging prasad, give me prasad, prasad. Do you understand? Those are selling prasad there. Pasari. Do you understand? Sellers. Why? Because he'll do mahasava. On the occasion of Haridasa's passing away, the rahasava. Do you understand? Haridasa Thakurero mahasave tare Thakurero mahasave tare prasado magiye bhikkha deho to amare prasado magiye bhikkha deho to amare. Mahaprabhu is begging, Mahaprabhu is begging for Haridas, you see, to perform the festival, the Rahamosava, passing away ceremony. Going to every prasad seller, says, I'll do Mahasava, great festival of Haridasa passing away. Please give me prasad, you understand? Begging all the prasad sellers, suniya prasadi sabo, changana uthaiya, se tara aanandito haiya prasado dite ase tara aanandito haiya. When Mahaprabhu is begging, who will not give? Will you not give? You hesitate, you hesitate. He is hesitating, not give. All passages, all sellers, very blissfully, you understand, they gave the whole basket, whole basket, whole basket. Changada uthaya, Because Mahaprabhu is begging. Who will not give? All Vasana. Mahaprabhu collected so much, huge amount of prasad. Huge amount. The whole basket, everybody gave, all right, take it. You understand? So much. Huge amount of prasad Mahaprabhu collected. So it a great festival. Haridas, the occasion of Haridas was passing away. Puri Bharati, so many sannyasis were there. Mahaprabhu with his own hands served everybody. Gave them prasad, eat so much. How much can you eat as a jivan? You have tiny stomach. How much can you eat? Mahaprabhu with his own hands served everybody. Then Puri Bharati of sannyasis, along with the sannyasis, Mahaprabhu himself accepted prasad. Again and again Mahaprabhu is crying, 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 crying. Why Mahaprabhu is crying? Huh? Why is he crying? Huh? But Das Thakur didn't die. There's no death. Huh? He went back home back to Godhead. Huh? Why Mahaprabhu cried? Again and again Mahaprabhu is crying. Kripa kari Krishna Muri Dhyasira Sango Kripa kari Krishna Muri Dhyasira Sango Sotantro Krishna Raisa Kaila Sanga Bhanga Sotantra Krishna Raisa Kaila Sanga Bhanga Hari Das Raisa Deve Hailo Cholite Hari Das Raisa Deve Hailo Cholite
from Haridas, again and again crying and saying this thing. You understand? Because that is the real dukkha. Very acute. It's very acute distress. When Mahaprabhu asked that question to Rāyarāmānanda, dukkha madhye kon dukkha hoi gurutara? What type of distress is your severe distress? Mahaprabhu asked Rāyarāmānanda. What answer Rāyarāmānanda gave? Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukkha nahi aat. Understand? Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukkha nahi aat. Is a bhakta, Krishna bhakta, vipass. That is the most acute distress. You understand? That type of distress. When a Krishna bhakta, the devotee of Krishna vipass, lives, that is most acute distress. Most of distress. Do you understand? That is it. Therefore Mahaprabhu crying, feeling such acute pangu situation for Das Thakur was such dear devotee of Krishna. Mahaprabhu again and again crying and saying this, Kripa kari Krishna more dhyasira sangho, sadantra Krishna richa koira sangho. Krishna was merciful enough
have given me the association of Haridas Thakur. Yes, given me the association of Haridas Thakur. Lord, Krishna-richa will is supreme will. Supreme will is supreme. And by supreme will again, he took away Haridas Thakur. I was getting such association of a Krishna Bhakta. Now I am deprived of it. Now I am deprived of it. Krishna's supreme will. Then my association broke. You understand? Haridas Richadre Hulu Solite, Amar Sobhidare Nandarakte. When Haridas Thakur desires that he will live, he will leave this planet, leave body. I have no power to, let's say, undo it. Understand? And no power to undo it. Amar Sodhi Dare Na Rakhite, Na Rila Rakhite. I have no power, no strength. I have no strength. Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Almighty, Almighty, isn't it? But it says, Amar Sabadi, Tare Narayurakite. I have no power, no strength to undo it. Then Haridas Thakur desires to leave. The Bhakta wants, Bhakta desires, Krishna cannot undo it. You understand? Krishna grants it. Aham Bhakta Paradhina, Asutantra Ivadija Sadri Gastrudev, Bhakti Bhakta Dhanupriya. Krishna says that, I am subordinate to my bhakta, to my dear devotee. I have no independence. He is supremely independent. Matta parapara nanya kinchit asti dharanjaya. Who says this in Bhagavad Gita? Matta parapara nanya kinchit asti dharanjaya. O dharanjaya, O Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. Asamuddho tattva. Asamuddho. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. It's Krishna. But he said, Aham Bhakta Paradhina. I am subordinate to my Bhakta, to my dear devotee. I have no independence, I have no independence. So, with supreme independence, he said, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my Bhakta. So when such a dear devotee wills to live, so I have no sakti, no power to undo it. Understand that, he said. Haridas Richadra Hila Chalite, Amar Sabdi Dare Nalla Rakhite. When Haridas desires, develops the desire that he will leave, I have no power to undo it. I cannot keep it back. Itha Matre Kailani Ja Pran Iskramana Purve Jano Sunyasi Vishmera Marana. When Haridas Thakur wills, he departs. This is Isha Mrityu. When such a dear devotee will desire, he will leave this body, he will leave. That is not death. And I have heard this thing, Bhishmera Marana Isha Mrityu. Bhishma had that Isha Mrityu. When Bhishma Dev will desire, he will leave the body. Nobody can kill him, death will never come to him. I have heard, now I see. This in the case of Haridas Thakur. There is Isha Mrityu. So say, dear devotee, your devotee never dies. Death will never come to him. Because he has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, Abhaya Charana Aravinda, there is no question of death from Ruta Alhar. No fear, no lamentation, no death. How? So the dear devotee will die? Death will come? Death will never come. Best type, best of all yogis, bhakti yogi, is such a mystic yogi, he watches yoga siddha bari perfection. He doesn't die. Yes. He lives as long as he wants. Tomorrow is still there. Such a mystic yogi. I want to speak of bhakti yogi. Why he can't live? Pure Shuddha Bhakta, but achieve perfection in bhajan, bhajan, in path of bhajan, bhajan siddhi, jhajan siddhi, perfection in bhajan patha, patha. Understand me? I was attained that siddha deha, but the sakra attained siddha deha, yes. So why you die? He can live as long as he likes. The Sadhar Thakur, once I live, then he lives. My Guru Maharaj wanted I live, he left. Krishna asked him, what do you want? Bhaktivedanta Swami, do you want to live or stay? He asked, Krishna asked, yes. He wanted I live, then Krishna took him. He left. Not that death comes, he dies. Understand? So, this is you can achieve your siddhi by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As Arjavan, why don't you chant? Get Krishna. Then you'll achieve siddha deha. Siddha deha, understand? There's no need of eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Why do you desire that thing? You don't want it? You want to go to Dhammarāja's abode? You want? No. you don't want it? Yes, you want! Yes, you want! From the lips, in the core of the heart, you say, hey, I want to go to the Muzaffar, isn't it? Because he wants eating, sleeping, defending, mating, yes. You don't want? Now says yes. You are a great pretender. He's a great pretender. Pretends only, great pretender. Says no, they said yes. Are Baba, do you want to take me to the Muzaffar? Why have I accepted you? If you go to the Muzaffar, then I have to go there, Baba. What sort of disciple you are? You will drag me to the Muzaffar? Do you want that? Rascal? Why have I accepted you? To drag me to Muzaffar? If you go there, I have to go there, Baba. Yes, don't do it. Don't do it. Chant. Get Krishna, do you understand? Chant nicely, chant pure name. Death will never come to you. Give up all this desire, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Get Krishna. The strong desire, I must get Krishna in very life. What did you do like that? Dhruva, 5-year-old boy. How old are you?
33.
33 years old, a 5-year-old boy, so determined. No, I must get Narayan. I must meet now Narayan. So determined. A 5-year-old boy, you have no determination. Why don't you take up that determination? No, I must get Krishna in the very life. No more eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Can't you say so? hesitating. Chant says so. You rascal, you become a worm in this stool, narkar kita vanjam. You want to be a worm in the hell? Nasty things you are desiring? Get Krishna in very life, Dhruva, yes, why don't you be determined like Dhruva? How nice it is. All right? Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj Ji.
How he was Lord Brahma.
Yes.
He was Lord Brahma. So,
who stole
the cows?
Krishna's calves and cowherd boys, yes.
That they asked him, how is it that it appears that Haridas Thakur went back home, back to Godhead, So who is taking
Baba.
This position?
Yes,
as Brahma.
He deserves it. Take away this position of Brahma from me.
Mm.
I develop some fright. I tested you. I cannot understand you. Huh? Do you understand? Take away. Because of this position, Brahma, I had that pride. And you crushed my pride. I don't want. These cows, cowboys, are so fortunate. I am not such good fortune. They are playing with you. They are climbing up your shoulder, these cowboys. How dear they are. I want to be one of them. You desire that. Yes, desire that. I don't want. So he deserves for me. He was born in Mohammedan family. There is no pride. I am left for Jobon. Most low born. Was not going to Grand Road. I have no right. I am such low. Worst of low. Left for Jobon. How can I go there? I can't go. Because Brahma, so pride. Position, next pride. Mlecha, Jabal, Loban, very humble. He wanted, he had that prayer there, in Dwapar Jiva.
Yes. Oh. So some devotees ask, well, who is taking the position of Brahma now?
You see, some qualified person becomes Brahma, Krishna gives in that position. Yes. And that is, that verse is there. No? 100 bucks, huh? That verse is there? Who? What's there? Varnasrama dharma?
Yeah.
Very strictly follows, huh? Do you understand? That verse is there? I couldn't recollect that verse, huh? Sava dharma, huh? Do you understand? He becomes eligible for the post of Brahma. You understand? You follow? Sadhana. 100 baths continuously, who perfectly executes this dharma, varnashram dharma, becomes eligible for the post of Brahma. You understand? And when such person, qualified person, is not available, Krishna himself, Vishnu himself expands. That's all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's such a person. He's occupied.
So are we to assume that with the Brahma appearing as Haridas, then Brahma was that Parapara, that Brahma.
But not the same Brahma. When the one Brahma goes, another Brahma comes.
Oh, so this Brahma, appeared in Krishna's with 5,000 years ago.
Yes.
That is the same Brahma appearing as Haridas.
Yes.
Definitely. So after Haridas gave up his body, would he return to his position as Brahma?
No. Definitely he didn't want it. He said, I don't want that. He said, don't take away from me. And as you like, you may give me birth in any species, any lower species. But I don't want it. It doesn't work. So, because it develops pride in me, that I commit such abhorrence. He didn't want, why he'll go back to his position?
So they asked this question, somebody else has become Brahma now?
Yes. Someone
else must have to take that position.
Yes, always there. Always there. So, process is there. You never have to remain second.
You said that once chanting japa is kirtan.
Yes.
And chanting in congregation, that's sankirtan.
Yes.
Lord Chaitanya gives Krishna prema in sankirtan. What's the difference? Why is it special the chanting with others, whereas you can chant sometimes it seems with better concentration just by yourself, japa. Why is congregation so
because
important?
In congregation you will not commit any aparadh. Then many Vaishnavas are congregated and chanting, so you will not commit any aparadh. Sadhu Sanghi Suddha Nama Hoy. You understand? If you chant in the association of Sadhu, Sadhu, then you will be able to chant purely. You understand? Not yet, otherwise, there will be Nama Prad or Nama Bhav. Understand? Nama Prad or Nama Bhav. You commit Nama Prad or you may at least come to the level of Namavas, not Sudhana. Therefore, Sadhu Sangha is stressed. And in temple, Vaishnavas are there, so chant in the association of Vaishnavas. Then there is no Namapra. That is instruction. But when your chanting is pure, not committing any aparadh, you can chant anywhere. Like for that, Thakur was chanting alone. He has achieved perfection. In the perfectional stage, you can chant anywhere, in the busy street also you can chant. But now you cannot. Your mind is fickle. Yes. You commit only Namapara. In the beginning stage, it should be in the association of sadhu, Vaishnava, and chant. Understand?
Jai Sri Ram. Sundara kabori madhe, sobhe phulo mala.
Sundara kabori madhe.
No pori muktamala otite me khora.
No pori muktamala otite me khora.
Kanna ka kundala kane subhamano paro. Dhoni moralo jhankaro
charani no pura dhoni
marana madhava mohini radha madhave mohilo
madhava mohini radha.
Bihar Rase Madhave Tusilo Otana Bihar Rase
Madhave Tusilo
Aro Dhiko Babe Madhava Tusite. Chakori leno sati apana hiyate.
Chakori leno sati apana hiyate.
Takhani apana ongo haite gopi gana.
Takhani apana ongo.
Asankhya ho ila sabe radharo samana.
Asankhya ho ila sabe radharo samana.
Ato eva radha krishna eko iso rupo
koi bara tha krishna ekai swarupa
lila sero hetu matro nore dui rupo
lila sero hetu matro
তো কহিব অবতার পদ্মপুরাণেতে শিব যে মত কহিলা
পদ্মপুরাণে শিব
বৃষবানু নামে রাজা ভকত প্রধান বৃষবানু নামে রাজা অষ্টনিধি তার ঘরে সদা বিদ্যমান
অষ্টনিধি তার ঘরে
পত্নী কৃষিদা নামে মহাপতি ব্রতা তার গর্ভে জনমিলা রাধা জগন মাতা
তার
ভাদ্র শুক্লা সমিলিনি মধ্যাহ্ন কালে তে ভাদ্র
শুক্লা মধ্যাহ্ন কালে
জন্মিলেন ব্রজেশ্বরী হরির ইচ্ছাতে
জন্মিলেন ব্রজেশ্বরী
পরানন্দময় হইল গোপ পরিবার
গোপ পরিবার
সকল গোকুল ভরি আনন্দ পার বাসনা পূর্ণ সুখের প্রকাশ কন্যা রত্ন দর্শনে সবার উল্লাস তবে ভানু কন্যা জন্মে দিল বহু দানা